Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractors Business CD of the Month. This monthly CD web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching contractors how to run profitable businesses. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Why do you continue to buy from a particular store or from a specific person? Right, you like them. Actually, a better term would be that you have a relationship with them. Relationships go deeper than simply liking someone. A relationship means there is a certain trust level between the two of you. You expect the other person to be fair and honest because you've observed those qualities over extended periods of time. This month, we're going to look at marketing in the context of relationships through the eyes of Chris Payne, our speaker. Chris is the president of Pine Associates Incorporated, which provides marketing, consulting, and training services for manufacturers, distributors, and contractors, primarily in the northeastern United States and eastern Canada. Prior to this, Chris worked in sales management for two major manufacturers in the irrigation industry. He also owned and operated a successful landscape and irrigation contracting business for over 15 years, which was successfully sold in 2000. Chris has firsthand knowledge of how relationships play a major role when it comes to marketing your company. Chris is going to share his thoughts in this month's presentation entitled Focus on Relationships for Better Marketing.
Have you ever wondered why some companies have the best results and don't seem to spend a fortune on marketing? Have you considered why suppliers enjoy doing business with these companies? Why their staff seems so satisfied and their clients are so loyal? It might be because they realize how important good relationships are to their success, and they focus on building these relationships as a guiding philosophy in everything they do. I have had the pleasure of working with hundreds of businesses over the years, and I have found that the most successful companies, and the companies I enjoy doing business with the most, put a high value on building relationships. Today, I would like to discuss with you why it is important for you to focus on relationships in your business. We'll explore why it is important and why this can be a part of your marketing plan, whether it is a written plan or the plan in your head that drives your business. Let's take a look at how relationships can build your brand, take a look at what things you can do to build relationships, and some specific actions you can take to get started on incorporating this philosophy into your business today. So what is the value of a relationship? Plain and simple, having good relationships tend to build loyalty, and we all know that loyalty has a lot of advantages. When people feel loyal to you, they may even feel guilty if they don't buy from you or do business with you. I'm sure that we don't want to feel like this is the only reason our customers do business with us, or our loyal employees continue to work for us, or our vendors give us extra special service, but what the heck, I'm sure we can all agree that a little guilt doesn't hurt that much. Loyalty is a pretty powerful thing. The following is a quote from Loyalty Rules by Frederick Reichelt. Mr. Reichelt is a noted expert on the importance of loyalty in successful businesses. He writes, "Loyalty remains the hallmark of great leadership. It provides a far more exacting standard for leadership excellence than do the profits demanded by today's impatient stockholders. The long-term rewards of loyalty ultimately outstrip even the most spectacular short-term profits. We are not, however, talking about a trade-off between loyalty and long-term profits. After all, what kind of supplier, or customer, or dealer, or employee would cast his or her lot with a leader who could not offer outstanding financial potential? Loyalty obviously demands superior profits, but it demands more. It requires that those profits be earned through the success of partners, not at their expense. Loyalty can be earned only when leaders put the welfare of their customers and their partners ahead of their own self-serving interests." Interestingly, there seems to be a little bit of a trend minimizing the value of loyalty in business. Having spent some time in corporate America and having felt that over time, actions that might have been taken to support healthy relationships where everyone involved wins long term, instead, actions were chosen that focused on today's bottom line. Sometimes this can be detrimental to the long-term success of any organization. I've worked with a regional company that specialized in lawn and landscape services. The owner did a phenomenal job of growing the business based on strong relationships. They had profitable, consistent sales growth and incredibly low employee turnover, especially for that industry. They always contributed to the overall success of the industry and the business community. And their customer retention was one of the highest in the industry. Finally, the business was sold to a national company. It has been simply amazing at how everything changed. The focus on relationships seemed to get lost. While I would suspect that the profits might still be there, employee and customer turnover has been huge, spawning many competitors for the national company, and many vendors are less pleased doing business with them as their margins are squeezed and payments become a much more difficult process. I suppose this will work out fine in the short term as long as profits are probably there for the shareholders, but what happens when they run out of new customers that already have chosen not to do business with this company? What will happen when there is only a limited pool of employees willing to work for this organization? Who knows, but one thing is for sure, there seems to be many more satisfied stakeholders and a much better long-term growth potential when the company had an unquestionable focus on building relationships. It is very important to any business to have a working current business plan. There are some distinct advantages to having a written plan. Anything you put down in writing tends to be a little more permanent. It is also easier to be held accountable for anything that is put in writing. And of course, if we don't write something down, we do tend to forget stuff or the details tend to get a little fuzzy over time. However, the important thing is that you have a plan and that you take your time to create one. I have taught business classes that address business plans and I will always ask, how many here have a business plan? Usually, only about 10 or 20% will respond with a yes. When I ask if anyone is planning any new equipment purchases or if they are planning to grow their business or add new services, more and more will respond with a yes, usually everyone. So in fact, usually everyone in the room does have some type of business plan, maybe just not a written one. One very important part of a business plan is your marketing plan. In fact, depending on who the audience is, it may actually be the most important part of your business plan. Here's a Wikipedia definition of a marketing plan. A marketing plan is a written document that details the actions necessary to achieve a specified marketing objective. It can be for a product or service, brand, or a product line. It can cover 1 year, referred to as an annual marketing plan, or cover up to 5 years. A marketing plan may be part of an overall business plan. Solid marketing strategy is the foundation of a well-written marketing plan. While a marketing plan contains a list of actions, a marketing plan without a strong strategic foundation is of little use. This strategic foundation could be a focus on building relationships, which is important to include in developing your marketing plan. When I was a contractor, as part of my business plan, I actually had plans for each of the profit centers for the company because each required different strategies based on different target markets. Let's take a look at what is usually included in a marketing plan and how our focus on relationships will be a part of this. While we don't have the time to fully explore this topic today, the foundation of a business plan and the resulting marketing plan is really in the mission of the organization and its vision or the vision of its leadership team. Strong leadership that has a vision of the future of the organization and how it will get there will also incorporate relationship building into that vision. Every company should take the time to write a mission statement, even if you do not have a written business plan. A strong, written mission statement puts in words the reason why an organization exists. An effective statement will also include the focus on relationships, since the results of the company's relationship building will sometimes define the real purpose that that organization exists. Here's an example of a mission statement for a generic contracting business. ABC Contractors is dedicated to providing world-class residential and commercial whatever trade systems to the customers of the whatever city area through a well-trained staff focused on creating exceptional relationships with our customers, community, and our suppliers. Another thing to realize is that in large and sometimes medium-sized organizations, marketing plans can become quite large involved documents, almost full-blown business plans themselves. The items we will discuss are included in either. Most marketing plans do include a description and assessment of the target market, competition, the product or service, the marketing budget, the location and pricing strategy. In the first part of a marketing plan, we consider what our target market is for our product or service. This is extremely important because we need to hone in on who we are really selling our products or services to in order to prioritize our resources. There are so many times when I work with contracting businesses that are trying to be everything to everybody. It is really difficult, if not impossible. A company that is very relationship-focused might do better focusing on different markets. For example, if the company is highly capable of maintaining a large number of involved and varied relationships that may require a lot of attention, then perhaps that company might be more capable of high-end residential work. On the other hand, if the company or company owner is much more production-focused and less comfortable developing and supporting involved relationships, then perhaps this company might focus more on bid or municipal work that is less relationship-focused and more numbers or production-focused. It is really hard to evaluate ourselves and our companies, which is usually because we evaluate what we want to be instead of what we really are. It is important for us to determine who we are and what ability we have to manage our relationships, whether or not the marketing plan is written or simply being created in our mind. The second area of the marketing plan is typically an evaluation of a company's competition. In a formal plan, this will be supported by the market research data to measure market share, total market share, geographical distribution of competitors, etc. A relationship-focused organization will look at its competitors and examine their relationships with their customers as well as their own. There are a number of different ways a competitor's relationships will come into play. For example, if one of your competitors does not focus on building relationships that will build long tenure with their staff, this can be a factor, as you may find that this is a source of employees. If these are quality, higher-level employees, perhaps their relationships with your competitor's customers would come with them as well. There are a few manufacturers that I have worked with that have simply filled the industry with qualified individuals that they have trained, that have carried their relationships to their competition, primarily because the manufacturer did not highly value the relationships it built with its employees for the long term. When I was contracting, we had one competitor in the market that really had a difficult time maintaining good relationships with his customers. Most of these problems could have been overcome with much better communication. We picked up a lot of their profitable service work primarily because of our recognition of this issue and by subtly positioning our business as available and willing to take up this work. This was part of our marketing plan that really paid dividends in growing our business and increasing its value when we sold it. The third area of the marketing plan is a description of your product or service, which emphasizes features, benefits, and reviews selling points. I'll focus on service businesses, which make up the lion's share of our industry. When we think about services we provide, we sometimes need to go up a few levels and really think about what we are providing. Does the chimney cleaning service clean chimneys or provide feelings of safety? Does the plumber repair plumbing or provide peace of mind? Does the irrigation contractor install sprinklers or provide relief from another hassle in our modern lives? When we think about what we really are offering our clients, it can help our sales and marketing efforts by allowing us to focus on truly what our customers are getting out of these services we provide them. And, amazingly enough, when we think about it, if we have a relationship focus that really starts building trust with our customers, doesn't that help build those feelings of security, peace of mind, or relief that we want our customers to have as a result of the services we provide? I work with a distribution company that simply does an amazing job of building relationships by making every individual that has a relationship with the company, from manufacturer to employee to customer, feel like they are a part of their family. The company incorporates this into their marketing messages, their mission statement, and to all of their interaction with their stakeholders. They have seen outstanding, consistent sales growth over the years, have tremendous loyalty with their customers, which have helped them maintain decent margins in a time of rapidly declining margins, and they have one of the lowest staff turnover rates in the industry. All of these positive results can be traced back to their commitment to building relationships in all areas of their business based on the concept of making everyone feel like a part of their family. The next area to discuss in your plan is your marketing budget. Again, having a relationship focus will be a factor. As we continue to discuss, relationship building is a very cost-effective strategy. Since this builds loyalty, and it costs less to retain existing customers than to attract new ones. So, if we look at the costs that are usually allocated to marketing budgets, it can be extremely appealing. However, there are costs associated with everything good, and a relationship focus has its own. One prominent area that relationship-focused organizations might have additional costs is staffing. I'm sure we all recognize that retaining staff who build long-term relationships with clients have additional costs, as over time, they usually become higher-paid employees. Certainly, if they have a loyal following of customers that boost sales, then we would expect that it will cost a little more up front. On the other hand, sometimes we also find that companies that have an excellent relationship with their employees that make the employee feel very comfortable in their work environment with low stress also are able to pay less than others because the employee feels the comfort in this strong relationship adds so much to the job satisfaction that the pay becomes a little less important. In addition, relationship-focused organizations also tend to do more in the way of saying thank you to their customers, as they recognize that being appreciative of their business is a relationship-building tool. Yes, sometimes those thank yous do cost a little money. Another area of consideration that I like to point out when we discuss marketing costs are the value of service accounts. Many contracting businesses and many trades wisely rely on the recurring revenue and higher margins of maintenance and repair services. I am sure all of us have at one point been faced with an unhappy customer arguing over a relatively small charge on an invoice. While there is a very wide range of value for service accounts if they were sold, we must always have some idea of what that value is for our businesses when making decisions about reversing charges. For example, if you know that basically every one of your service accounts is worth $250 if you were to sell your business, while emotionally you may want to tell your customer what they can do with the $100 they are disputing, as a business professional, we have to weigh it out against the dollar value of the account. We also have to consider future revenues from the account. Probably the most important factor to consider is the common rule that an unhappy customer will tell 5 to 10 times more people about their experience than a satisfied customer. Start doing the math on this and the lost future revenue from all of these customers. The point here is that while there are exceptional profitable benefits from focusing on building relationships in your business, there are also different costs for this business philosophy. Of course, the thing that we need to remember, again, is that it costs less to retain existing customers and sell them more services than it does to bring a new customer in the door. The next area of the marketing plan is a description of the location and how that affects marketing of products or services. Obviously, we know it usually makes sense to get somewhere in the middle of your service area because your travel costs might be ridiculous if you didn't. However, a relationship-focused organization has some other considerations. Networking and building relationships with the community are real important when we consider our location. Being visible and accessible should be a factor. Sometimes, in many areas, due to zoning laws or whatever, it can be difficult for contracting businesses to have an appropriate location. However, I know of many businesses that have their operations in one location and their office and storefront in a community area. This is in order to develop those relationships with other businesses and their employees, people in the government, and other potential customers that are in that area. So for a business that is relationship-focused, that extremely reasonably priced warehouse down by the tracks might not be the answer. The last major part of the marketing plan is a discussion of pricing strategy for your products or services, which help you evaluate the hows and whys of the pricing of your services. This might include estimating and bidding techniques, how your services are priced against the competition, and an evaluation of your costs, direct and indirect. As you would expect, relationship-focused organizations have some unique considerations. These organizations usually expect their customers will pay more for the services because they see additional value, probably in part because of their strong relationship. As discussed earlier, when we look at direct costs, sometimes labor can cost more or can cost less, but overall will usually fall somewhere in line with their competition. As far as materials go, let's take a look at the importance of relationship building with your vendors. Many times, contractors will assume that the larger the company, the better pricing they're getting based on volume. No doubt, there is a correlation. However, smaller companies that maintain excellent relationships with their suppliers also get the best pricing and the best service. Yes, that relationship also includes paying your bills on time, but there are other less tangible things that matter. Creating feelings of partnership, sharing your business plans with your suppliers, recognizing that everyone has to be profitable in order to succeed, treating their employees with the utmost respect, referring good business to them, all of these and many others go into building a valuable relationship with your supplier. Overhead costs as well can be influenced by whether or not your organization is relationship focused. Even in this electronic age, people build relationships. Even with all of our email and electronic communication, it still takes a person to send it. Relationship-focused organizations tend to be a little more people-heavy in the overhead side, especially when it comes to customer service and account managers as organizations grow. Again, when we create our plan, we should consider these factors. Lastly, regarding a marketing plan, while there is nothing really relationship-focused here, we need to put together some kind of plan to evaluate what is working or what is not. We can make the best plans in the world, but if we don't implement them or measure whether or not they are working, the plans are useless. I feel the most important thing for really any business to do is to set regular intervals for evaluation. For most small and medium-sized contracting businesses, it is extremely difficult to evaluate exactly what is working and what is not. But if we evaluate more regularly and involve our key employees, a lot of time, we can see trends and get a real good feel for how things are going. It is not that difficult to develop the evaluation standard. Profits, sales per hour, closing rates, all are good measures of whether or not your marketing plan is working. Another important marketing item is building a brand for your business. A brand really is more than the name of your business or the color and style of your logo. Sure, those things help develop your brand or give people some mental hook to identify your brand, but a brand is really what you are all about. That might include the color of your trucks, the services you provide, the uniformed employees, the 24-hour service or response time, the special thank yous you send out after you provide any services. If your company is very relationship-focused, this will become part of your branding. The people who interact with your company will trust you and be treated like a long-term partner because that will also be a part of your brand or what you are instantly recognized for. So, what builds relationships with all of the people associated with your businesses? The bottom line is that people like doing business with people they like. When I think about where I like to spend my money, it is with businesses that I like the people or the business or what they stand for. It makes me feel good to do business with them. When I think back to when I was an employee, I had the most loyalty to organizations where I enjoyed going to work because I enjoyed the relationships I had with many of the people or the feelings of commitment to my personal success. When I think now about which of my customers I like doing business with the most, my favorite customers are the ones that I like the most or have friendships with. I have avoided the friendship word so far. But really, there is a lot to be said for feelings of friendship really being a primary builder of relationships. The toughest part about it is that maybe you don't want to be friends with your customers, or your employees, or your vendors. There is nothing wrong with that. Sometimes, the perception of genuine friendship is more than acceptable. I'll give you an example. I regularly fly Southwest Airlines. Why do I usually try and book a flight there before any other airline? I feel like I have some kind of relationship with them. I would have to say that overall, my experiences with their staff and their website is very friendly. They show interest in their customers, and they care. Sure, they send me a birthday card every year, and I certainly know that I don't have any real friendships with anyone at Southwest, but it kind of feels that way. And I even bought some stock in the company, which really has not done all that well short term, but because I feel that the relationships they are building with their customers are an important tool, I think that in the long term, they will continue to grow, while all other airlines might continue to have the same problems we hear about. So, one of the most powerful tools we can use to help build relationships with those involved in our businesses is to create friendships, whether real or perceived. Some of the other ways we develop those relationships, just like with our personal relationships, are to show integrity, which builds trust, and show reliability, which in a business relationship really builds value. We need to show respect and be genuine, since if we're not, everyone can see right through an act. In order to make your business more relationship-focused, we've talked about how it needs to be incorporated into your marketing plan. In order to make it happen, we really need to involve everyone in the organization, since we are really talking about the whole company's culture. Everyone that is in the business needs to understand that all of their interaction with all in the business, their customers, vendors, needs to be geared towards building a long-term relationship, and everyone needs to be held accountable. Everyone should know that they will be rewarded with the positive results of this focus, and they need to understand that they will also be held responsible if they act in a manner that does not support building long-term relationships with, again, customers, suppliers, other employees, and the communities that the business is involved in. Everyone in the organization needs to be empowered to build relationships. So where do we start? Let me go over three different actions I would recommend you consider in order to make sure your businesses have a relationship focus. Number one, take a look at your business plan, whether it is written or that plan in your head that drives your business into the future. If you have a written plan, spend some time reviewing your mission statement and ask, does our mission statement reflect our commitment to building long-term, beneficial relationships with everyone that is involved in or comes in contact with our business? If you do not have a written plan, start by writing a mission statement. Get the word out. Make sure everyone in your organization knows your mission statement and knows why it is so important to the long-term success of your company. Quiz your staff on your mission statement. Number two, establish a monetary value to help you in making relationship-based decisions. Figure out what each of your service accounts are worth. Identify your top 20% of your customers and what they contribute to your bottom line. I am in no way recommending that you do whatever it takes to retain that customer based solely on their monetary contribution to your bottom line. But you should know what that number is in order to make as objective a decision as possible. Number three, if you have a written marketing plan, take a look at each part of it and ask yourself the question, what do we need to consider to support a focus on relationships? If you don't have a written marketing plan, you may want to do this as your second step toward a complete business plan, since you just completed your mission statement in the first action item. If you don't have the time for that, at least find a template for a marketing plan and make some time to go over the stuff in your head. You can find templates in many books on the subject, or you can search online for marketing plan template, or you can take advantage of the software available at any of the office product stores that will quickly and easily guide you through your plan. Make sure, as you work on this, you keep your focus on building long-term relationships. Remember, in addition to consistent growth, long-term profits, and achieving your financial objectives, focusing on building relationships will help you reach your marketing goals. This will help build your company's brand and create relationships with your customers, suppliers, employees, and your community that focus on the long term and are a win-win for everyone involved.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. You are already aware of our 3-day basic business boot camps and Service Managers University programs, but something new has been added. You can now attend free webinars on both programs. Each 20-minute webinar is held every other week. To join a session, simply call our office at 1-800-432-7963. Or you can go to our website at www.grandiassociates.com. The website lists the dates and the times, and you can register to attend right online. Come, listen, and learn. You'll be glad you did. For more information on our 3-day basic business boot camps or Service Managers University, simply call Grandian Associates at 1-800-432-7963. Or check us out on the web. Again, the address is www.grandiassociates.com. A small investment in training can produce big profits. The Service Contractors Business CD of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandian Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.